This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Tonight, Michael J. Fox, his message as he marks 30 years with Parkinson's.
It's really hard. It's hard to get up and get ready and get out in the world.
Then,
hello from the other side.
Adele opens up like never before.
All the crazy rumors about my love life.
Inside her $10 million mansion.
Having fun?
Plus.
I gave every paycheck to my husband.
Erica Jane back in the hot seat. Behind the scenes secrets from the Beverly Hills Housewives reunion.
It was a roller coaster of emotion. She was screaming, she was crying.
And
1, 2, Freddy's coming for you.
From nightmare to someone's dream home inside the Elm Street house, now up for sale. E.T. starts now.
Welcome to Entertainment Tonight, everybody. Kevin Frazier, we have got Pop Royalty
yes.
with us today, y'all. Spice Girl Melanie C. is
Yay,
here.
So good to be here. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here. We're going to talk all about your solo album and also a big anniversary for the Spice Girls coming
yeah.
up.
Yeah.
She's giving us everything today,
yes,
right?
Yes, she is.
Yeah. But first, let's head to Madame Tussauds, New York in Times Square and Rachel Smith with our big Michael J. Fox exclusive. Hey, Rach.
Yeah, hey there, guys. I sat down with a beloved Hollywood star who gave E.T. an update on his day-to-day battle living with Parkinson's disease.
I've had Parkinson's for 30 years. I mean, I've said this more than you've been alive. It struggles sometimes. I mean, I'm not going to lie. Sometimes it's really hard. It's hard to get up and get ready and get out in the world.
What gets you through those days?
The days that suck. An understanding that I will get through it.
Yeah.
That, I mean, any moment you get to, you go, well, I have a choice. I can not get through this moment or get through this moment.
Michael was diagnosed with Parkinson's in 1991, but revealed the news 7 years later after basically being bullied.
The paparazzi stand up in my apartment and heckle at me like, what's the matter with you? And I said, this can't go on. I can't have my neighbors deal with this. So I came out with it, and it was great. It was a great surprise to me that people responded with an interest and a desire to find an answer to the disease. And I saw that as a great opportunity. I don't get put in this position to squander it.
Since then, the Data 4 has raised over $1 billion, yes, billion dollars for Parkinson's research. This Saturday marks the 20th anniversary of his annual A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to Cure Parkinson's Gala, where Brad Paisley and Sting will perform. As always, Dennis Leary will host and Michael's wife, Tracy Pollan, will be at his side. The couple's been married for 33 years.
She's great. She's my best friend and she's so sexy as hell and she's great.
Now, remember Tracy and Michael first met on Family Ties? Well, that show turns 40 next year, and Michael told me he still sees his TV family every now and then. Back to you, Kevin, Melanie.
Thanks, Rach. Thank goodness one of us is old enough to remember the first run of Family Ties. All right, let's talk a little Adele and Melanie. She's a big Spice Girls fan.
Oh, my gosh, she really is. She came to Wembley for that Spice Girls show, and what's amazing is there's a really famous picture of her as a kid in her bedroom with a shrine to the Spice Girls, and that was one of the inspirations behind the creative of those shows.
Those are the little gems you get from our guest co-hosts. See that? Well, Adele just doubled down on her love for you ladies.
Oh, we love her too.
Spice Girls or the Beatles?
I mean, that's a bit unfair, but I'm going to go with Spice Girls.
Prince William or Prince Harry?
Prince Harry.
Adele, in a comfy black tracksuit, unpacks groceries in her kitchen and shows Vogue around her chic $10 million Beverly Hills estate.
This so is very English out here.
Answering 95 questions along the way.
What telly have you been binging these days?
Oh, Ted Lasso.
This is incredible!
Have you ever considered a different stage name all this time?
No, because my surname is so boring. It's Adkins.
The highlights? Adele, whose new album, 30, drops next month, uses a voice changer app. And shows off her prized possession.
It's pretty amazing.
Celine Dion's gum.
James Corden, who does carpool karaoke, he did it with her and knew how much a fan of her I was, and so he made her spit her gum into a piece of paper and he framed it for me.
Now to a Real Housewife hit with questions, Erica Jane, her truth about estranged husband Tom.
How many mistresses do you think he had during the marriage?
I know of three. I gave every paycheck to my husband.
Why?
Since you've been making money?
Yeah.
What shocked me was she had an answer for every question.
I could not leave because I had no access to the money.
I think there was only one question she didn't answer.
How were you able to rent a house, lease a car, and move without Tom knowing?
Not able to answer that question.
Did you have any sense this alleged theft was happening?
Expect that to be answered when part three of the reunion airs next week. And at the Housewives book release party, we wanted to know who's in and who's out for season 12.
It was such a blockbuster season that it would be my hope that it would remain some way intact.
Well, this housewife has a new chapter. Teresa Giudice is engaged. Rose petals, candles, and a giant Marry Me sign, the 49-year-old's new fiancé, Louis Ruelas, went all out at a resort in Greece. Teresa told us they met by chance back in Jersey soon after she finalized her divorce from ex-husband Joe last year.
Put it out in the universe, everything I wanted, and then voila, I see Louis.
Meanwhile, did Kravis's engagement hit Courtney's ex harder because he was dumped by a 20-year-old?
Who pushed the eject button first?
Amelia did.
Lisa Rinna was dishing last night on her daughter's breakup with Scott Disick.
Were you glad she did?
Yes.
A source tells ET Disick is stewing over Kravis's engagement, and the proposal was filmed for the Kardashians' new Hulu series premiering very soon.
Either end of January, early February.
Fast.
Really fast.
Sis Khloe had Hulu cameras in tow on Ellen today as the family was celebrating Kim's birthday. She's 41.
I like to post really sappy, long, emotional, like, tributes to them.
Oh, happy birthday, Kim. That was really cute. They didn't sound like the Spice Girls, though. I'll just say that. Now, quick fashion flashback for you, okay? You guys had so many iconic looks as a group, but this one right here, those all-white pantsuits at the LA premiere of Spice World. Whose idea was that? Perfection.
Hey, you know, because we really celebrated our individuality, every now and again we wanted to be different and all come together. And those movie premieres were really fun. In London, we wore pinstripes. And LA, we thought, well, let's go white. Let's go all out.
All glam. I love it. Well, sticking with styles, Zendaya and Timothée Chalamet have been killing it, Lauren Zima, on the fashion front.
They have been all over the world with the Dune press. And I want the movie Dune to come out, but I don't want the press tour to be over. They're killing it at every stop, and I talked to the Dune duo and gave them some well-deserved style props.
Yeah. The fashion combination of you two, I mean,
Zendaya's been doing this for years and crushing it.
Let me tell you.
You invented the leg cross. You invented your own red carpet pose.
Crazy. Well, thank you. Thank you. Listen, I was excited to do it with this guy because I know he appreciates
fashionistas on the carpet, cool costumes on set, and some incredible special effects.
How did you do the blue eyes?
CGI.
That was a digital effect. I think there was a bit of a debate about using lenses or CGI.
Yeah, I did do a lens fitting.
Oh, you did a lens fitting? I did one in New York too, but I was, admittedly, I was freaked.
Dune is in theaters and on HBO Max tomorrow. It features an all-star cast who spent 4 weeks shooting together in the Middle East.
I think the movie is Star Wars for adults.
Is getting the chance to shoot in an environment like that instead of on a soundstage, how much does it bond you all as a cast?
We all slept in the same hotel room. You know, some people back and forth from the floor to the beds and all that. But
help each other shower all that sand off. Okay, great. That's what I wanted to hear.
I know that's what you wanted to hear.
I truly left the theater wanting the sequel right away.
I think we all are hoping and wishing we'll see what the future holds.
And there's always a prequel.
Jason Momoa brings the brawn as a warrior charged with watching out for Timothy. But it's his bromance with another action star, The Rock, that we had to ask about.
What is it about your friendship that's so special? What's it like for you two?
It's just like two dads. You know, even the same thing with Hemsworth. I think it was like The Rock's calling or Dwayne's calling. It's just like, you just do it because you're buds.
We go from that dream friendship to a nightmare. Freddy Krueger fans, this is for you.
Just in time for Halloween, the iconic Elm Street house is up for sale.
So Melanie, I actually went there for a shoot and let's just roll the tape. All right, we're walking up to the house. It looks the same. You gotta check.
I'm wary of those little girls with a jump rope singing that song. 1, 2, Freddy's coming for you.
It can all be yours for a cool $3.25 million. Robert Englund, a.k.a. Freddy Krueger, not included. The 2,700-square-foot, three-bedroom, four-and-a-half-bath home is in the heart of Hollywood. It features a guest house and a pool, and, of course, plenty of nostalgia.
I think there were bars on this window.
Okay.
As I remember. And there was an incredible stunt we did where, in one of the nightmares, the girl Nancy, Heather Langenkamp, they had her stunt double. It's upstairs on that side, come out of the window.
The listing agents are going all in on this famous house of horrors. They even hired a Freddy lookalike to just chillax around the house. Offers are also being accepted through the end of Halloween.
Do you ever get tempted to get dressed up and just come down here?
Oh, I think
Halloween night?
That would be cruel. And plus, I have a hunch that on Halloween, this is a very popular place for trick-and-treaters.
Okay, so he does have a soft spot in his heart, okay?
Thank goodness for that. You know, this is going to be my very first Halloween in the US.
So exciting.
So excited, but there's something I'm more excited about.
I know what it is.
Christmas!
Yes, and so is Candace Cameron Bure. Santa himself in there. Santa's here. Are you a fan of Hallmark holiday movies? Well, wait till you hear how they're topping themselves this year.
Okay, wait.
Then new shots from the set of the Sex and the City spinoff. Carrie's kissing. Wait, that's not big. And more with Mel C. New shows for the Spice Girls with Posh.
This has to happen.
Hey, everyone, it's Kevin Frazier. We hope you're enjoying the ET podcast. Be sure to watch Entertainment Tonight every weeknight for all the latest entertainment news. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on Digital. Crow portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
No, 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 no. That is not Mr. Big. Sarah Jessica Parker spotted kissing actor John Tenney while filming the Sex and the City spinoff, and just like that, my voice is so angry right now.
No, I don't believe this. I think they're just trying to throw us fans off the scent. It's fake.
Okay. We already saw them split up once. I don't know if I can take it again. But we'll find out all when the series premieres on HBO Max in December, and someone else already getting into the holiday spirit, Candace Cameron Bure.
We can't hide the fact that behind us is a building wrapped like a Christmas present.
I know. We are at the Hallmark Holiday Headquarters.
Is Santa himself in there?
Santa's here.
It's countdown to Christmas with the Hallmark Channel.
Yeah, the network is serious about spreading holiday cheer. Tomorrow, it starts airing Christmas movies 24/7, with new ones premiering every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday leading up to the holidays.
It's for Christmas.
Expect to see a lot of Candace. She has starred in 10 holiday films, and her 11th, The Christmas Contest, premieres next month. It's also a Fuller House reunion with John Brotherton, a.k.a. Matt.
For all you Fuller House fans, if you did not get the ending, if you were not Team Steve, if you were Team Matt, we did this movie for you.
We're both here.
Both Christmas Contest competitors.
We had a blast. We made a rom-com. We got to do all the fun things that we love. We got to laugh. We got to make people laugh. And then we got to hopefully shed a tear here and there.
And speaking of full circle moments for Candace, her 23-year-old daughter, Natasha, just starred in a movie with Heather Locklear. And get this, one of Candace's first roles was with Heather, too.
You were on TJ Hooker once as a kid, working with Heather. Okay, wait. Natasha told me, she was like, Mom, you did work with Heather. And I'm like, I've never worked with her. Now I'm going to have to hit up Heather in the DMs and tell her about TJ Hooker.
That is taking me way back.
Oh, childhood.
Yeah,
okay, totally. Okay, we'll bring you to the present now. To another star mom, let's talk about Selma Blair.
And her unbreakable bond with her son, Arthur.
Arthur will always be my North Star.
Battling MS while raising her 10-year-old as a single mom, her story in her own words.
I never wanted to die, but I didn't want to live.
And Melanie C, after her shocking dancing elimination, now focused on making music.
There's a whole album out there, you know, waiting to be written after this experience.
Yeah.
Her plan to get Posh Spice to join her.
Can you convince her to just get back up there one more time?
I'm not okay with this. I'm not okay with it at all. It's really hard to believe that my guest co-host Melanie C was eliminated from Dancing with the Stars.
Well, I have to say, there has been an outpouring of love and support and outrage on social media, so I really appreciate that.
We do want new music from you. And while we're waiting, we've got some music that we can have. Your 8th studio album? It's titled Melanie C, by
Melanie
the way.
Melanie C, yeah.
It really does kind of chronicle different phases of your career.
You know, there was little bumps along the way, and I'm a mum, you know, my daughter's 12 now, and I just feel like I'm at a time in my life where I finally have found this self-acceptance. So it's 25 years since the first Spice album, and we thought, what can we do? We wanted to, you know, repackage the album, remaster the album, but we also wanted to add more. And there's like a little edit of us like just messing about in the studio and to kind of, and we'd forgotten about it.
I do have to ask you though, because last week on Good Morning America, Victoria Beckham was on.
I think my times of singing on stage are behind me.
Do you think that she'll ever join you guys again?
We're chipping away.
Okay.
We would love to have her back on stage with us. And you know what, in all honesty, I think it's gonna happen.
You think it's gonna happen?
At some point, I think Posh Spice will be back.
Girl, you just made my heart start beating fast. You really did. But if she, by some chance, decides she doesn't want to do this, there are some celebrities that said, don't worry, I'll take your place, right?
I love that.
Okay, watch this.
I already know every lyric to every Spice Girl song.
I could literally join them up on stage and not even need rehearsal.
I love David Beckham.
that counts?
The right equipment.
And I got this thing too. This.
I think Cody's got it down.
See?
There. You know, Cody's fresh face.
You mentioned your daughter earlier.
Oh,
she's your everything. Look at your face.
Girl.
Yeah.
I know she's here with me in LA. She's gonna have all her friends behind.
Well, sit tight because I just spoke to another proud mama, Miss Selma Blair, who showcases the power of love, the power of a mother's love in her new documentary.
I've been given a second chance at life. Arthur will always be my North Star. So, I mean, whether he's a cutie, a good kid, a bad kid, any of it, it'll always be for him.
Introducing Selma Blair gives an intimate look inside the 49-year-old's struggle after being diagnosed with MS in 2018. Cameras followed Selma for months, documenting everything from her home life to the emotional moment now 10-year-old son Arthur shaved off all her hair before a stem cell treatment.
It was to have him be part of it, to help be in control of maybe like a first image of mom looking different.
The meds were just making me feel worse.
I'm sick today.
Rachel, yeah. You know, you directed this, but just watching it back, were there things that stood out to you?
Selma is such a generous person in so many ways. She's also hilariously funny.
I feel like I'm in a Tom Hanks movie where he's stranded on an island and I'm eating Wilson.
It's that sense of humor that's helped Selma navigate living with a neurological disease that sometimes affects her ability to walk and speak. But despite taking a step back from Hollywood, Selma revealed she desires to return to acting.
I'm not saying, I'm done, but I know the reality, you know. I went through a lot, I have things to recover, and it would have to find a fit on the right terms and to be important.
Melanie, I encourage everybody to watch this documentary. It's raw, it's real, and it's really beautiful.
Yeah, absolutely.
It is. All right, coming up.
There's a new sheriff in town on NCIS LA.
TV legend Gerald McRaney. We've got your sneak peek next.
Hey everyone, it's Kevin Frazier. We hope you're enjoying the ET podcast. Be sure to watch Entertainment Tonight every weeknight for all the latest entertainment news. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Join us tomorrow for my new interviews with the cast of Eternals. That's going to be great.
Plus, our exclusive with TV legend and NCIS LA's new boss, Gerald McRaney.
I don't think I've had this much fun working on a series since Simon and Simon. That was 8 years of stealing money, and I'm looking forward to doing it again.
Not 8 years of stealing money. I love it. All right, by the way, you may have noticed that we are all wearing purple today. It is in honor of Spirit Day. ET definitely stands against bullying of our LGBTQ+ brothers and sisters. We are with you.
Yes, 100%. Absolutely. Also, Mel C, thank you for being here today.
Oh, thank you for having me. I've loved it. Can I come back?
Anytime you want to dance with us. No, we both said that.
Please come back. Your self-titled album is out right now. And Spice 25, everybody, is out October 29th.
Can we go out on a class?
Please.
Let's go.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
If you like Entertainment Tonight, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.